Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we'll spotlight the poet of the organ, we'll have a set of digital songs, sell some stuff, and celebrate a birthday. To get us started, last week on May 19th in 1912, the Associated Advertising Clubs of America held its first convention in Dallas, Texas. In the 1800s, there was no regulation of advertising, and newspapers were full of ads for miracle lotions and drugs with outrageous claims designed to bilk the buying public. In 1904, the National Federation of Advertising Clubs of America was formed by volunteers who dedicated their intentions to expose fraudulent schemes and their perpetrators. In 1921, it was renamed the National Better Business Bureau. Well, with the internet, there are more outrageous claims than ever out there, but to commemorate the National Federation of Advertising Clubs of America and the Better Business Bureau, here are some songs about selling, starting off with McKinney's Cotton Pickers.
She had her crown. She sold more whiskey than the law allowed. Oh, she's selling that stuff. Hold on, Jane, she's selling that stuff. Just the same, she can break the record when it comes to selling that stuff.
Thank you.
Noah Lewis Jug Band with Noah Lewis on harmonica and Miss Van Hunt performing the vocal on Selling the Jelly. Noah Lewis was an original member of Cannon's Jug Stompers. And we started the show with McKinney's Cotton Pickers from April 9th, 1929 and Selling That Stuff. Continuing this commerce set of songs on Rapidly Rotating Records, here's Roy Fox.
Thank you.
no false advertising on this show. We say music to which you can't not tap your toes, and that should prove it. Red Nichols and his Five Pennies from December of 1926, and that's no bargain. And before Red Nichols, we heard the whispering cornetist, Roy Fox and his band, with Al Boley not quite singing, on Love for Sale from July 21st, 1931. Some songs about selling to commemorate the Better Business Bureau on Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, and I'll be back right after this. At the beginning of the show, I mentioned a set of digital songs. Not digits meaning ones and zeros, but digits meaning fingers. Fingerprints were used as far back as the 3rd century BC in China as seals for important documents. But fingerprinting as a science of identification wasn't established until thousands of years later. The first systematic analysis of fingerprints was done by Henry Fals, and Francis Galton wrote the first known book on fingerprints. Alphonse Bertillon was the man credited with the first criminal identification of a fingerprint without a known suspect in 1902, when the latent print from the crime scene of a homicide was compared against existing criminal fingerprint files. Courts began to accept fingerprints, and in 1903, the New York Police Department and the Federal Bureau of Prisons began using fingerprint identification. Last week, May 19th, in 1911, in New York, Cesar Chella was the first person to be convicted of a crime using fingerprint identification. So to commemorate Mr. Chella's conviction, here are some songs about fingers, starting off with Blue Baron and his orchestra.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Blue Baron and the boys. For your musical pleasure, we'd like to present the music of yesterday and today. We do hope that you enjoy some very pleasant listening.
When you tell me with your kisses what a thrilling moment this is, don't cross your fingers, cross your heart. Please make your mind up that you must play fair, or you will wind up playing solitaire. Here's my heart, come on and take it, only promise you won't break it. Don't cross your fingers, cross your heart. You won't break it. Don't cross your fingers, cross your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Selvin and his orchestra, December 9th, 1929, and Cross Your Fingers, written by J. Fred Coots, Benny Davis, and Arthur Swanstrom. Before Cross Your Fingers, it was Don't Cross Your Fingers, Charlie Fisher, backed by Blue Baron and his orchestra, and a radio broadcast transcription from the Green Room at the Taft Hotel in New York. Blue Baron was born Harry Friedland in Cleveland, Ohio. He attended Ohio State University, where he played violin in the campus band. He started his career as a theatrical agent, and among the bands he booked were Guy Lombardo, Horace Height, Jan Garber, Kay Kaiser, and Sammy Kay, whose band he also managed. He formed his own band in 1936 using the stage name of Blue Baron, and his biggest hit was Cruisin' Down the River in 1949. He disbanded in 1956 but continued working into the 1960s. We had Cross Your Fingers and Don't Cross Your Fingers. Well, here's Alice Faye, and she's got her fingers crossed.
I've got my fingers crossed. Not that I'm superstitious. I'm afraid it's too good to be true. I've got my fingers crossed. No wonder I'm suspicious. I'm so gay and skies are much too blue. Don't want no trouble with old man trouble. And that goes double on account of because I'm in love, yeah. I've got my fingers crossed. This thrill is so delicious. I'm afraid it's too good to be true. Haven't you heard what happened? Give you my word. It happened like a thunderbolt. It came from out of nowhere. I only know it's heaven. How did I throw that seven? There's only one thing wrong. Maybe it won't last long. I've got my fingers crossed. No wonder I'm suspicious. I'm so gay and skies are much too blue. Now I don't want no trouble with old man trouble, and that goes double on account of because I'm in love, yeah. I've got my fingers crossed, this thrill is so delicious, I'm afraid it's too good to be true. La, 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 di, 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 di.
Sam Brown with Ambrose and his orchestra in 1932 and Snap Your Fingers, written by one half of the two Leslies, Leslie Cerrone, composer of such other silly songs as Ain't It Grand to Be Bloomin' Well Dead and I Lift Up My Finger and I Say Tweet Tweet. Before Snap Your Fingers, it was Alice Faye and I've Got My Fingers Crossed, written by Ted Kohler and Jimmy McHugh and recorded January 4th, 1936. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Have a request or a comment about the show? You can send them by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. We'll be back with the Poet of the Organ when we return right after this. Normally, we commemorate artists around their birthdays, but in response to a request from, and with the help of, listener Ian, down under in Brisbane, Australia, we're going to spotlight the Poet of the Organ. May 27th marks the 40th anniversary of the death of Jesse Crawford. He was born in Woodland, California on December 2nd, 1895, and was orphaned at an early age. Fortunately, his natural musical ability was encouraged by the orphanage staff, and when he left at age 14, he worked playing piano all along the West Coast with a small dance band. He got a job in Spokane, Washington at the Clemmer Theater, which had both a piano and a 7-rank SD organ. And although he had never played organ before, Jesse soon mastered the instrument, accompanying the early cinema comedies and westerns. He met organist Oliver Wallace in Seattle and was introduced to the Hope Jones Unit Orchestra, or theater organ. His association with Wallace led to his being hired by David Grauman to play at the Strand Theater in San Francisco, and then by David's son, Sid Grauman, to open his new Million Dollar Theater in Los Angeles in 1917. In 1921, Crawford was hired by the Balaban and Katz Theater chain to play at the Chicago Theater, and from 1926 to 33, he was the chief organist at the Paramount Theater in New York's Times Square. His recording career spanned from the 1920s into the 1950s, and he likely made the first commercially marketed electrical recording in 1924. Here's Jesse Crawford.
Thank you.
Jesse Crawford on the dual console 4-manual 21-rank Wurlitzer in the Paramount Recording Studio in New York. We began with Tiptoe Through the Tulips, written by Al Dubin and Joe Burke and recorded on December 4th, 1929. Tiptoe Through the Tulips was followed by So Beats My Heart for You, written by F.D. Ballard, Charles Henderson, and Tom Waring from September 30th, 1930. Here are two more from Jesse Crawford.
Thank you.
Jesse Crawford on the 3-manual 15-rank Wurlitzer at the Wurlitzer Showroom in Chicago on November 2, 1928, and the Walter Donaldson tune, What Are You Waiting For, Mary? Before that, it was I Love to Hear You Singing, written by Lillian Glanville and Hayden Wood from May 6, 1929. We'll feature Jesse Crawford again in December when his birthday rolls around. Thanks to listener Ian in Brisbane, Australia, for his request and his help with this little tribute. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. I'll be back with Lonesome George right after this. Last week, May 20th, marked the birth in 1919 of Emmy Award-winning actor and comedian George Gobel. He made his show business debut at the age of 11, singing on the LWS Barn Dance Radio Review in Chicago. He married Alice Humecki in about 1940 and lovingly referred to her in his act as Spooky Old Alice. He served in World War II, after which he appeared in nightclubs and hotels. After 40 appearances on The Gary Moore Show and 7 on NBC's Saturday Night Review, he got his own show. The George Gobel Show premiered on NBC in 1954 and became an instant hit, winning him an Emmy in 1954 for Outstanding New Personality. In the 1970s and early 80s, he was a regular on the Hollywood Squares and The Tonight Show. His favorite saying was, well, I'll be a dirty bird, and his nickname was Lonesome George. George Gobel died in Encino, California on February 24, 1991 at age 71. So here in honor of Lonesome George are some lonesome songs, starting off with Bernie Cummins. Thank you.
thinking of you. All by my own song, thinking of you, when you were mine, dear, the world was mine, dear, and the skies were blue. I've grown so lonesome, thinking of you. Thank you.
the stars brightly shine above. Da 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 da, longing for a sweetheart. Oh, where can she be? I'm so lonesome in the moonlight. Just the old moon and me.
Some lonesome songs to commemorate the birthday of Lonesome George Gobel, born May 20th, 1919. We began with Bernie Cummins and his orchestra, September 29th, 1924, and Lonely Me. Then it was Paul Specht and his orchestra with a vocal by Johnny Morris and I've Grown So Lonesome Thinking of You. That was followed by Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five in Chicago on June 23rd, 1926, and Lonesome Blues. And we finished up with Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra and Lonesome in the Moonlight. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend the last hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, Glenn at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California 91711, and I thank you for your very kind attention.